Christmas me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Beloved, I pray that this evening you know that you're loved. You know the scripture that says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's go to our precious Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank You and praise You that we can come right into the throne room praising You and worshiping You because Jesus, Your only begotten Son, God in the flesh, came to pay the price for our sin. Thank You, Father, for forgiving our sin through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, if there's anything in our hearts this evening that's not right, we come to You and ask You to show us, to forgive us, and to help us to go forward, to learn and to grow and to become more like Jesus. Thank You, Father, for Your Spirit in us, Your Spirit that is helping us follow You in the path that You have for us. Thank You, Father. We just want Your will. We just want to please You, Father, in all that we do and say and even think. And Father, I know that it's by Your Spirit that we're able to do that. So fill us to overflowing this evening. Might we just have all of our cares put away, trusting You that You're taking care of everything. We thank You for the hope that we have that we'll have eternal life with You. We thank You, Father, for opening our eyes to the truth that we are sinners apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, that in Him we have everything we need, that we're full of Your Spirit, that we're on our way home to heaven. We thank You for that. And Father, we pray for those that are seeking You, that are seeking for truth. Might they come to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank You, Father, for Your Spirit here on earth that is going throughout the world, drawing people to Yourself. You don't want any to be missing. Thank You, Father. Thank You that we're in the family of God, Pastor Buck and me, that I'm in the family of God, Father. It is so good. Help us to be all that You intend for us to be. Pray a blessing, Father, on all of those that are listening tonight. Might they be full of worship and awe and praise and trust and faith. We love You, Father. Thank You in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Do you know my Jesus?
Oh, we pray You do.
Have You a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are You a soul that's shaking? Rest from the burden You bear.
Well, do You know?
Do You know
my Jesus? Do You know?
Do You know
my friend?
My friend,
have You
heard? Where is Your heart? Oh, dear.
know?
Do you know?
My friend. Have you
heard?
He loves you, and that he will abide
till the end.
Who knows your disappointment?
He does.
Who hears each time you cry?
He does. Who
understands your heartache?
Who dries the tears from your eyes?
Sing with us now.
Do you know? Do you know?
My Jesus, what do you know?
Do you know?
My friend, have you
heard?
He loves you, and that he will abide till the end. What do you know?
Do you know?
Jesus, what do you know?
Do you know?
My friend, have you
heard?
He loves you, and that he will abide till the end.
Right to the end. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So good to be with y'all today. Pastor Nick, if you'll hand me my Bible.
Yes.
Lord's put it in my heart to bring this message. Sometimes I wonder, Lord, what do you want me to preach on next? Been preaching sometimes 3 times a day. For almost 29 years. But I always find something new in God's Word. It may not be new, but there might be something that I didn't realize. And today I want to bring the Word from the book of St. John. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the 4th chapter. And we're going to start at the 27th verse. Now, I want to give you a little update on what has happened before we start reading. Jesus stopped at a well in Samaria. His disciples had went to find something, to have something to eat. And there was a woman that came to the well. And this woman had an experience with Jesus. You know, that's what we all need. If we need anything in this world, we need an experience with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Only Jesus can change a life. Only Jesus can change a heart. Only Jesus can change you from someone without hope into someone with hope.
Amen.
And so, Jesus had told the woman at the well who he was. He had talked about the living water. And then in the last verse, the 26th verse, he told her, "I that speak unto you am he." Talking about the Messiah. And the Bible says, about this time, starting at the 27th verse, came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. That got my attention. It seemed like in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament that women were supposed to take a seat when a man was around. But if you study the Word, you'll see all through the Old Testament and all through the New Testament where God used women to to bring glory to God. We've got our rules and regulations, and we have our doctrine that says a woman is supposed to keep her mouth shut and this and that. I don't agree with that. I believe that God uses women just like he uses men. And I believe if a woman is called of God to do something, then we should support her in every way we can. Because we need to look, even in this instance, that Jesus talked to a woman and told her he was the Messiah. And immediately, she left her water pot. What she come all the way from town was to get some water at the well. She left her pot and run back.
Would you like some water?
Thank you, honey. She left her water pot and went back and told the men, I have met the Messiah. He knows everything about me. And you know, she come to that conclusion pretty quick that this man called Jesus knew everything about her there was to know. And you know, we need to come to that realization today that Jesus knows everything about each and every one of us. We're all different. We all have different opinions about a lot of things. But Jesus knows what's in our heart. Jesus knows what's in our mind. And so this woman actually was one of the first people to spread the gospel that the Messiah had come. Well, the Bible says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men in the city, come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ? When you realize that Jesus knows everything there is to know about you, it couldn't be no ordinary man. It couldn't be some of those people that can read your mind. It couldn't be a promise. But this man was Jesus Christ in the flesh, God in the flesh. Amen. And the Bible says, as we jump over to verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. They took her word, and they believed that the Messiah had come. For the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. You see, the woman carried to the men of the city the good news. There's somebody out there, and I believe he's the Messiah. So the men came to see this man that the woman had told them that he was the Messiah. And he stayed there 2 days. Man, I don't know, the Bible doesn't record about all the things they talked about, but Jesus' whole purpose when he came to this earth and started his ministry was to let people know that hope had arrived, that peace had arrived, that forgiveness of sins had arrived, that eternal life had arrived. That everything that a man or woman in this life could ever want was in Jesus Christ. His whole purpose was to tell others who he was. And then we have to make up our mind. Are we going to believe or are we not going to believe? And the Bible says, many more believed after he had spent 2 days, many more believed because of his own word. Now, you see, the men come out to see They didn't exactly believe what the woman was saying. And you know, it really struck in my spirit that there's many people today believing what somebody else tells them about religion. There are many false prophets and teachers. There are many organizations that are not spreading the truth. They've come up with their own ideas, and they've come up with their own rules and regulations. It reminds me of a precious lady that we met while we were in Jacksonville, in the church in Jacksonville, Glad Tidings. She had a mother that we picked up from the nursing home. So she started coming to church because we were picking her mother up. And she just fell in love with what we were doing. She was being fed the Word of God. But she was believing that there was a man overseas, very famous, lived a life of luxury, using people for his own personal gain. And she was saving up her money to be able to take a trip over to that country so that she could personally come to this so-called prophet, and that this prophet would give her his blessing in order to find a husband. Well, she brought Pastor Nikki some books about this man, and Pastor Nikki, in her spirit, said, something's wrong here. So she talked to the woman, and the woman cried and left our church and never come back. See, this woman had believed what other people were saying and had believed what this man was saying, who he was. And that's the kind of world we're living in today. And God is saying, why don't you find out for yourself who this Jesus is?
Yes.
Instead of taking the preacher's word, instead of taking mom and dad or grandma and grandpa's word, instead of taking a friend's word, why don't you find out for yourself who this Jesus is? That's what these Samaritan men did. They came to see Jesus and to listen to him and make up their mind for themselves instead of taking the woman at the well's word. Many more believed because of his own word after 2 days. And they said unto the woman, now we believe. Listen at this. They said, now we believe, not because of thy saying, not because of what you said to us and what you told us. We came to find out for ourselves. And after 2 days, we believe. No, we have heard him ourselves. It's time for us all to have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
It's time for us to quit playing church and living a life by listening to what other people say instead of having our own one-to-one personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Folks, I want to tell you, this old man is a radical. I believe in keeping the rules. I believe in keeping the law. I believe in the New Testament and the New Covenant written with the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe all of these things. But the most important thing that's happened in my life is that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the power of the Spirit of Christ rests upon me and in me. And the Holy Ghost shows me things that people that are just listening to hearsay, shows me things that are real. And one of the things that's real is we can't hold on to somebody else's coat.
That's right.
We can't hang on to the coattails of somebody else and be what God wants us to be. We've got to have that relationship with Jesus, ourselves. We've got to know what real faith is. Real faith is not somebody else taking care of us or waiting on us hand and foot. That's not faith. Faith is not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, not knowing what's going to come in or what's going to go out. Faith is believing and trusting that Jesus said to take one day at a time and to turn our cares and our problems over to Him. Our Heavenly Father knows how to take care of His own. What father? Jesus said, what father? If son asks you for something to eat, we'll give him a serpent. It's so important today for us to have that relationship. These Samaritans went out and listened to Jesus for 2 days, and they were convinced that He is the Christ. That He still is. I didn't say was. He still is. He is the Messiah. He's not coming back as a sacrifice, but He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But why do we not want to find out for ourselves who Jesus is? He can be your best friend. He will be your best friend. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He will be your big brother that fights for you. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession. That means that Jesus Christ never sat down and said, well, I've done what I was supposed to. He's still taking care of business. We have a Jesus that's still taking care of business for you and for me. And it just tickled me to death that these men, instead of believing this woman saying that this is the Christ, I'm sure that maybe a few might have believed, but they went to check it out for themselves. And I'm challenging you today to check it out for yourself. Quit listening to somebody that acts like they know all the word and they've had all this education and all this. Listen, that's not going to get you to know Jesus. You've got to get alone with God, and you've got to say, I want to know who you are, Jesus. I want to know. I believe that you came and died for my sins, but I want to know you. I want to know for myself who Jesus Christ is. You'll be surprised how much He loves you, how much He's willing to listen to you, how He will never be critical of you, how He will never condemn you. But He's here to help you to listen and be a part of whatever you're going through. He wants to be there with you and to comfort you and to be the strength. When you can't take another step, He'll take you up in His arms and He'll do the walking for you.
Amen.
If you'll get to know Him.
Yes.
Listen, if you don't know Him, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you have no idea what He can or cannot do. I can tell you, my God can do anything. I've been there and done that. I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. But I do know this one thing. The just will live by faith. And it's not what we can see. It's not what we can figure out. It's not what we watch on television. I want to say this to you today. You got to quit believing everything you hear on television. I know a man that was in an assisted living for really poor folks. This was an African American, a black man. He was young. They called him Blue. And we went to that home for years up in North Carolina. And Blue was there listening every time. And I talked to Blue about how Jesus loved him and would help him. Blue could not read or write. But Blue wanted to know Jesus for himself. And after a year or two of us going to North Carolina, I found out that Blue was out there preaching. Now, he couldn't read or write, but the Holy Ghost had given him the Word. The Word was in his heart, and the Holy Ghost told him what to say. The Holy Ghost used Blue because Blue wanted to know Jesus. And I don't know where Blue is today. He may be in heaven. But I know this one thing, that he wanted to know Jesus for himself. He wanted to know the Lord. Listen, you may not have the greatest education. You may not have read all the books concerning religion. You may not even have read much of this. But if you have a desire to know Jesus and you get alone with him, he's going to give you everything you need. He's going, listen, Jesus will convince you.
Yes.
He convinced me all these years ago.
Yes.
And you know, my faith today in Jesus is stronger than it's ever been. Because I know that the only thing in this life that matters for this old man, what is going to really count, is knowing Jesus.
Right.
And he said, if we seek him and his kingdom first, he will add every need we have.
Amen.
He gave me a wonderful soulmate. Not someone to walk behind me or in front of me, but someone to walk beside of me. Nikki and I have been through a lot of troubles and trials. We've been through a lot of heartaches. She quit her job when she was 50 to marry me. And we lived by faith for 15 years. We didn't have a dime's worth of health insurance. We didn't worry about what was going to come in. We didn't worry about what was going to go out. And some people would call us very foolish. Well, here we are, old people, still believing in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when we needed something, Jesus has always provided it. He's never let us down. You know, I say this with love. If we both pass at the same time, most of our stuff will be put in black trash bags and set out on the corner. A lot of it, there'll be a phone call to Goodwill. And you know, there'll be a little money. Maybe. But the most important thing that we can leave is a legacy saying that we know Jesus Christ and who he is. And we have a relationship with him. I leave that with my children and my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, on down the line. I leave that with my friends. I leave that with my precious family up at Indian Meadows, up in West Virginia. I leave that, you know, the church and everything up there in our place. I have no idea right now what we're going to do. But I do know this. We have a relationship with Jesus. And when he takes me and Pastor Nikki to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, people can fuss over what they want. Because it don't matter to me. Having this relationship, because these Samaritans come out and listen to him for 2 days. It's time we started listening to what Jesus has to say about himself and how he loves us and wants a relationship.
Amen.
I want to say this today. These people were lost, dying without a Savior, but Jesus showed up. Now Jesus has showed up here today. Pastor Nikki and I were fought over this service. I almost never got everything lined up. Couldn't get a good connection, this, that, blah, blah, it doesn't matter.
I'm not over things.
But the important thing is, we have a relationship with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And no matter what you're going through with now, sinner, Jesus will give you hope. Jesus will give you peace. Jesus will give you rest for your weary soul. Repent of your sins.
Yes.
Make a commitment to God.
Yes.
Invite Jesus to come in. And tell him you want to learn. You want to learn what he likes. You know, he's exciting. Jesus is exciting.
Sure.
There's no boredom
in
Jesus Christ.
No.
He's so exciting, so loving.
Yes.
All-powerful,
yes.
Compassionate, yes. Forgiving, loving.
Yes.
But I want to tell you, judgment is coming.
Yes.
This old man believes that judgment has already started with the house of God and that we're in the beginning of sorrows. You need to read. Google it. What is the beginning of sorrows? And you'll read what Jesus said. We're in that time.
Right.
We need to get to know him now. Not know about him, but know him now.
Yeah.
Beloved, I say this to you. If you're a born-again Christian, God wants to use you. This is an exciting time.
Yes, it is.
It's an exciting time. We were sitting in our chairs here at our home, and Pastor Nikki was on the phone to an activity director in West Virginia. And she told Pastor Nikki, we have a Buck and Nikki hour where I play your CDs and DVDs. I looked over, Pastor Nikki was crying. She was so full of joy. Am I bragging on us? Absolutely not. No, no, never, never. I'm bragging on the one that loves us. And still using us. Homes are beginning to open up. Nursing homes. We'll have 3 outdoor services before we leave the 29th of this month. And we're setting up services in West Virginia. I'm ready. I'm ready. I know Jesus enough to know that he's on my side. When I'm on his side.
Amen.
Amen. He's on my side when I'm on his side.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to say that Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. He's my all in all. I live and breathe and have my being through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's time for us to get to know Jesus a little better. You know, the more you get to know Jesus, the more you're going to get off your duffy and do something. Amen. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying the more you get to know him, the more you'll serve him.
That's
true.
And you'll be glad.
You'll be glad. There's a song that says, in the sweet by and by, Lord willing, we'll see you Sunday morning for our Sunday worship. It's been a great week. We just thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do.
Amen.
Let's get to know Jesus.
Yes.
Just like these Samaritans. Not because you told us, But we have seen and heard for ourselves.
Amen.
That Jesus is the Messiah.
Yes.
He's come in the flesh. Praise his holy name.
Good word.
Thank you, Pastor Nick.
Here we go.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's a land that is fairer than day.
Uh-huh.
And by faith we can see it afar. For the Father went over the way to prepare us a dwelling place. In the sweet, sweet by and by, we shall be on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet,
sweet
by, we shall be on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore.
Sunday morning at 10. We love you.